Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Let's get nuts.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. Good morning, everybody. What's happening? Matt Stein, Matt's Daryl, the Guru Johnson, midweek.
We're both in Brown.
And we didn't even talk about it.
Carter brought it to our attention. I don't think you got it.
No, I did. And we didn't even coordinate on our own. It just happened. So
you good? What's up, baby?
That shows you where we're coming from today. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
All right. Here's where I want to start today. So I got an email from, I talk about my friend Harry.
Yeah.
And he's a real person, but that's not his real name. And he is a huge Bay Area sports fan. And he's texted me the last week or so, because he listens to the show sometimes.
Harry.
And he, trust me, he's a real person and he's a real fan. So he sent me this, he sent me a couple texts. And I just want to read them.
Yeah. About me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, right. About us as a station.
Oh.
And he's a real person,
okay.
And he's a real fan.
Let's go.
All right. He sent me this today. Hey, just out. New Orleans is ranked 32 out of 32. They're the worst team in the NFL. The Niners should have lost to them if the New Orleans player doesn't drop the ball in the end zone. Arizona's ranked as the 18th worst team in the league, and the Niners should have lost to them by 11 if they don't drop a few passes. And then here we go. How you guys can say the things you do about the Niners frustrates me to the point where I'm not sure I can listen anymore. The Niners without the luck of a few drop balls for touchdowns, and they would be 1-2 against bad teams. You guys are not giving an honest evaluation of the 49ers. There have to be others like me who just don't want to hear the pump and fluff that you guys put out there. That was one of his,
wow.
That was one of his three emails to me about the Niners.
That hurts.
So what he's saying is, I love the Niners as much as anybody, but this start looks like a mirage to me.
And that's fair.
All right.
What hurts me, and you help me process that. Can I just tell you how I process that in the Guru computer? Steiny, we're not mascots. Nobody's come in here and said, Harry, that this team is the 94 Niners. It's all about how Harry and I and others at this station live your life. The NFL is a game and league of attrition. Nobody's going to apologize, Harry, for losses. And it's, when you speak of losses, nobody's been without more than the Niners. And the fact, if you want to call the Saints, Seattle, who went up to Pittsburgh and got a win, and Arizona dump trucks, that's fine. But Harry, they're 3-0. Nobody's telling you it's Picasso. But I can't sit in a room, Steiny, or find a radio station and have guys talk about a team that's 3-0 like they should be 0-3 and this. And I know I missed you yesterday, Steiny. I'm a bad analogy guy, and I'm going here early, Ken. O.J. Simpson, we know he did it. He got off. Was he supposed to go back to the jail and say, hey? No, he went and lived his life, Steiny. So you got to focus on what is the now. And the now, Harry, is this team's winning close games. But nobody's throwing rose petals saying the Niners don't have acne or pimples. That's all I got for Harry, Steiny.
So he wrote today.
Yeah.
This is before the show. Yeah. By the way, people are saying Harry's me. Trust me.
I thought it was you and you showed me.
He's not me. He's not me. Trust me. But his name isn't Harry. I'll be honest with you. And this was a day later after he listened all day Monday or Tuesday. I can't listen anymore, Matt. There's too much fluff. I know you have to please the audience and all, but that's not the way I travel. I need to listen to a sports talk show that tells the truth. Here we have a 49er team that should have lost to the Saints, the worst team in the league, but win because of a drop pass. The Niners should have lost by 10 to Arizona. They should be 1-2, but you play up that they're 3-0 and did great sticking it out in those three games. There's no mention that they won those games due to drop balls for touchdowns, but and then this is it.
Okay.
The Niners are a below-average team, just barely squeaking by these crappy teams. It's not for me. I want to hear an honest evaluation. I'll check in with you when the regular season starts for the NBA, but I'm sure it'll be the same BS with the Warriors.
Now, I'm hurt. I get it. That's Bobby Brown, his prerogative.
Let me just set it up and go 888-957-9570 because –
I think he's being so unfair.
I want to know how many people are like Harry and how many are not.
And it's okay, but pick up the phone and call the station. You tell me when we got together Monday with Willard and Dibbs, Harry, are you going to sit there and say we didn't bring up the drop balls? We didn't bring up the woulda, coulda, shouldas had Zay Jones held on? Like, we brought that up. But the bottom line is the NFL stands, Steiny, for me, not for long. You get them when you can. You can't apologize. But nobody, I know I don't do radio. Oh, that just was, they were excellent. Come on, Harry. And Harry needs to do his part rather than write. And he got on air, pick up the phone and call. But Steiny, I'm hurt by Harry because I don't live my life, my sports life that way, nor my life. We talked about the good, the Clint Eastwood, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that's what the Niners season is being. But the most important part is perfection, 3-0.
I mean, that's important,
Let's put it right on the table early. So yeah. It's been a minute. Brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Be honest as you, from your core, your gut. When I came in here Monday, was I whispering sweet nothings or was I talking about, boy, how are they doing this with Gorilla Glue and duct tape? Like, I didn't say it's perfect or they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I also think I don't think he's just talking about you and me. Yeah. I think he's talking about the whole station.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, how do you look at it, right? How do you look at life? Glass half empty or gut? And he might be right, but you won't be right until they're 3-4 and 3-5. Maybe that's why he's frustrated.
Well, the one thing he also says is, you know, I think they're going to be, he said, they look like the Vikings from last year, that they're going to have a good regular season, but they will not have played anybody, and then they'll probably get theirs in the postseason.
You have to bite your tongue, though? Do you think that's what's frustrating him? Like, until we get there off that exit, I think that's why he might be frustrated, because they're 3-0, Steiny, but he feels like, man, this thing is really 0-3.
I mean, the part that I don't understand, and I did ask him about, was what about the fact that they're 3-0 without Purdy for two of the games, without Kittle for almost all of them?
Oh, my gosh. Keep going.
He didn't get back to me on that one.
Oh, yet. You think?
But he will. Right. I mean, he will.
I don't do pom-pom radio unless the team deserves it. I'm not ashamed of it. But, Steiny, I know, to me, listening to me and my takes, I have processed this season to be special for the Niners the fact that what they've been without, how they've stood up in game, you know, the winner, you know, you make a play or you win or you lose. Like, I don't know why that bugs me.
I mean, I think it absolutely can be talked about. And the one thing I was thinking about was,
we have,
you know, the Warriors, they started 12-3 this past year. And, you know, 40 games later, they were a 500 team. Then they get Butler and things change.
Man.
The Giants started out 12-4. They were 41-29, and they don't end up making the playoffs. And I think what he's saying is, you know, 3-0.
He's saying slow down.
Yeah.
But Steinie hasn't said, I haven't heard you tell me, or Willard or Dibbs or anybody. We had Bonte in here yesterday, Steinie. I mean, who's saying Super Bowl? I think everybody's going week by week, but the bottom line is they're undefeated, but nobody is selling Harry's of the world that this thing is done, or they're the best team in the league, but they're undefeated.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Just kind of batting around the way you're looking at this San Francisco 49ers team right now at 3-0. My guy Harry thinks it's a mirage, and it might be. It might not be. But how do you watch and assess right now? Does 3-0, you know, does 3-0 make you less, you know, less worried about some of the issues on this team? I mean, is this 3-0 for real? I guess is the biggest question I have for 49er fans.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 49ers are 3-0 right now, and they play Jacksonville on Sunday to go to 4-0. That'd be basically a quarter of the season would be over. They're off to a great start, and the question I have for 49er fans is, what do you make of this 3-0 start? Does it have staying power? And have the expectations of this team changed from the start of the year to now? And if so, which direction? Because they have had injuries, and now they've lost Bosa, and Purdy's still battling his way back, and Kittle's still going to have to miss a few more games. Or do you look at this team and say, we're 3-0 with a bunch of with several backup players, and we're ahead of schedule, and we might be able to win this division, and then we'll see what happens in the playoffs.
Yeah. What would you say if I told you, I could tell you what I think, just like you did, but the bottom line is the players control it. And I'm not going to sit up here, Steinie, until I see it, tell you this defense is not going to take a step, two, three, or maybe they take a step forward in a crazy world without Bosa. So everything is just hard. It's just been a root canal. This has been a root canal season for the San Francisco 49ers, Harry, from a standpoint of what they've been without. And with that said, Steinie, do you have on the Steinie computer any thought or feel about Brock and his availability? I know it's Wednesday, but when you're driving or you're going home, you're on BART, do you think, you know what, he'll probably be back?
I mean, when I look at this game against Jacksonville,
2-1.
It's a game where, you know, again, if he's not 100%, I'm gonna play Mac Jones. I I just have to. The season's too long.
Yeah.
It's just too long. And also, I mean, you're 3-0. I guess if you'd be 0-3,
yeah.
I don't like to play the record game determining whether you're going to play a guy who's hurt or not, but you are 3-0 right now.
That's how I would operate if I were running it.
Yeah,
urgency, I mean, Stoddy, like, we ain't, man, Stoddy, you okay? Come
yeah,
on.
I'd tend
season
to probably
teetering.
Be safe about it, yeah. For sure. 888-957-9570. If you're just joining us, I shared a video, an email from one of my 49er buddies who says, yeah, I get that they're 3-0 guys, but I'm not really sure you've been discussing this team honestly.
Wow.
And, you know, he said, you got to take into account the schedule and you've got to take into account, you know, all the young players on this team, and you've got to take into account how they've won the games. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is it's a results-oriented business, and they're 3-0, and they got a chance to go 4-0 on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I feel like I can look at it in the middle. You know, I you look at last year, they lost a couple games early after the first three games where they didn't make a couple plays. Well, they might be the same team as last year, but they've already won two games because they made plays in games that they didn't last year. So the way I look at it is even if they're essentially the same team as last year, they've already won a couple more games this year than they didn't last year. So,
man,
like, that's you're playing with a little bit of house money.
No doubt about it. And on top of that, if I can add, and Steiny, you haven't been full throttle. You've been without some studs, and you continue to be without. I mean, your first guy that's out for the year that we know now is Bosa. Stoney, real quick, I want to ask you something. You did a read. What are you doing Saturday?
I'm going to be at Freedman's Appliance.
So that's the place you love. Your
I love
Disneyland.
I love it in Pleasant Valley.
So you'll
Pleasant
be doing Hill. The show?
No, Grandy and Evan will be doing the show from 12 to 3.
Grandy.
I'll just be mingling.
Dana coming with you?
I don't know.
Right.
He usually, if he's in the
area.
No, I was going to say, if he needs an appliance, that's where he should go for sure. Let's start out with Fernando. Fernando's in Morgan Hill. What's going on, Fernando? How you doing, man?
I get it. I'm doing great. You know what? Maybe Harry is just not ready to lend his emotions out, you know, like to the Niners. Like, I'm right there with him. But this is what I see this year versus last year. There's a big difference. I think right now the Niners are having real-time tryouts and they're hitting and people are getting the parts. Why is that a good thing? Guess what? It's a long season. What if somebody goes down again? Hey, whether it's Upton Stout breaking up a pass last week, whether it's Pinheiro kicking a game-winning a field goal, whether it's McCaffrey breaking, every week this year someone is stepping up and making a play where I'll bet you a Starbucks gift card last year, nobody was doing that, and that's why the Niners were falling short. So right now, this is the Niners, right? They're having the real-time tryouts for those replacements, and how can you get any better expectations than game time, right?
Mm.
And before I also leave, the Niners need to go all in on Trey Hendrickson, get a first and second, and go in because this you got to go on 100%. Thank you, guys. I'm out. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Fernando. Appreciate the call.
And we don't even know. Yes, your guy in Cincinnati, Stoney. I know you know, but
yep.
We don't even know. They're 2-1, his availability. But I get it. You want a replacement, but that's not going to me, be answered here until a couple weeks, more than a couple weeks. But the bottom line is you're 3-0, and I just – Harry wants to hear, I guess, panic radio like they're 0-3, but that's the blessing. You've, and Stoney, you said they've won two games like that. They've won, all their victories have come via, you know, make that last stand, games they couldn't win last year.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is they're 3-0. They've won three games against two division opponents, and I came into this season with no expectations of this team. But because you have no expectations, the goal's to make the playoffs, obviously. And they're on a pace to make the playoffs
right now.
And so it doesn't mean I don't think they're a great team right now, but they're 3-0 right now. So now they get to play another three games And if they win three of them, they'll be 6-0. And if they lose three of them, they'll be 3-3. They'll still be hanging around. So that's the way I look at these three wins, is that even if you're not a team that's headed toward 14-3, well, you've already got a couple wins that you might not have had last year that may end up getting you to 10 wins, which gives you a shot at the playoffs. So I view it both ways. I view it, yeah, they're 3-0. They're probably not the best 3-0 team in the league, but it's going to be hard at any point this season, I think, to talk about the Niners like the best team in the league or one of the best teams in the league, because the schedule's going to prevent some people from coming all the way around on this team, no matter how many games they win. That's just the way it's going to be.
I'm not mad at that. And I'll say this, the Niners didn't handpick their schedule. We know that. They paid the price for it to get this, what we deem, easy schedule. But these games, through 3 weeks in, Harry, have not been easy, but they got them. And I'll say this to you, Stoney, the death knell in the NFL is when you get to that 0-2, and then they throw up the percentages of 0-2 teams, the percent of those teams that go 0-2 to make the playoffs. It's like, that's real. That's just something a lot of teams can't overcome. So imagine if the Niners were 0-3. You might be like, the season's over, or you're a couple victories away from it being a wrap. You know, so now you're on the flip side of that, and I'm thinking worst case scenario, just say you lose to Jacksonville, the Rams, and whoever you have after that. I don't know if it's Tampa, whoever, Stoney, and you're 3-3, you still got action to make the most of your season. But had Harry, they not made a play in two of these three games, you're 1-2 or 0-3, then we're talking about you're playing for draft position.
Yeah, I'm
that's real.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how I, you know, would look at it if I were a fan, and I would think I'd be real happy this team is 3-0. There's no doubt about
enjoy
it.
Enjoy that.
Well, and
until
somebody,
Sunday.
Yeah, and somebody said, you know, tell Harry just to enjoy the wins.
That's it.
But that doesn't work for everybody. That doesn't work for everybody. He thinks he knows what he's seeing. And by the way, like, just he was talking about how he didn't like the Vikings all of last year either, even when they were winning. And that's the other thing.
But they had
he's
a
the
good
kind of guy
season,
goes, yeah,
though.
If they go 10-7 and they make the playoffs and they get beat by the Lions, like, he's going to be really – he's going to say, I told y'all. That's what he's going to say. And that's kind of the part that I'm a little bit – I struggle to interpret, because
– now I think he's being unfair.
Well, he's saying making the playoffs not quite enough. Yeah. Or what he's saying is, maybe, you know, just because you made the playoffs doesn't mean you're a great team.
Well,
So I'm just trying to interpret what he's saying.
Yeah, and I'll say this to that with Minnesota. You find the human being that thought or saw Minnesota and what they did last year, which was it culminated in a good season. Yeah, they didn't go to the Super Bowl, but they came out of nowhere, shocked the hell out of me. But, Stoney, that, when it was all said and done, was a good season. No, I want Harry to tell me who he is hearing. It ain't Willard or Dibbs. It ain't Spadoni, Joe, or Bonte. It ain't you or I after 3 weeks saying this team is ready to go to the Super Bowl. And that, to me, strips it of fun, because the fact that we don't know yet how this defense is going to bounce back without Bosa, how these youngsters, even with Bosa, had made strides, even when they make, you know, miss an assignment. This offense, where's the running game? You know, there's so many questions to be answered. But, Stoney, you know me. I'm a fan, but I'm never going to apologize for being 3-0 and enjoying 3-0 until we got you take the field Sunday.
Yeah, but you can be a high. Yeah, but you can be 3-0 and know that the team's not as good as you think.
And I think, would you say that about the Niners now?
I think there's a lot of fans that believe this team, and I don't know that it can't.
But they're a work in progress.
And I guess
the beautiful part of it is they're undefeated.
Right.
That's what
it would
it's about.
Here's what it would be like. Here's what it would be like to me. All right, Tulane started out 3-0.
No, Stoney.
I'm just telling you, they started out 3-0.
Green wave.
All right.
He got
they played Ole Miss last week. They lost 45-10. All right, so now they're 3-1. So now how good's Tulane? Well, we never thought they could compete with SEC schools anyway. Okay. And they didn't. And so now they'll go back and they'll play Army and Navy, and they'll probably finish 9-3. and they'll have a shot at getting into the as a group of five team, but they're not going anywhere as a group of five team. And I think like that's the way he would look at this team. Like, yeah, you're going to get some wins during the regular season, and that's great. And I've been a Niner fan for 100 years, and so the playoffs in and of themselves aren't a win. And I think we're talking about this team like they're better than they are. That's what Harry would say.
Mm. And, man.
And by the way, no malice with Harry.
Well, I'll say this, Donnie. You hurt me over the weekend. So your daughter's my niece, and you've been talking to the Bay Area about Tulane. So I wanted to support, and I turn on the game Saturday. Dude drops the pass. I'm watching the game not with you, but with you. And then I say, catch the ball on the thread, and you respond, I can't do this. Like, dude, you got me watching Tulane.
No, I just meant we can't talk about the game while it's going on. That's all.
Dude, yeah, they got whooped. But their season's not over because they lost to Ole Miss, Donnie. That's what I'm saying. They may lose the rest. They may lose out.
Well, they won't because their schedule's really easy.
But the goal.
So they played a good team and they got waxed.
Right.
And I think that's what Harry thinks.
The Niners are.
Right now. Right now, they're a team that's 3-0, but they're not an elite team.
Now, what about – I can't wait to hear from Harry after they play the Rams. Because I still think, you know, guys and gals like Harry, Jacksonville doesn't meet that criteria. But it doesn't matter. You want to stack wins. But I do wonder if somehow they beat the Rams. It's the NFL. Anything can happen. Then what's Harry saying? Are people like him?
This on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. And we're talking about – just kind of how you view this 49er start.
I don't think we're overrated at 3-0. I just don't, man.
Are we, we overhyping this team?
How can you? They've been without their starting quarterback. They've been without their starting tight end.
I mean, now, I don't think they're that great. I just don't.
And I get, but I'm they, like, that
but
doesn't
if
miss.
They go 5-0, then they're going to be 5-0.
Couldn't somebody call you a hater for.
Well, that's.
For going there when they're 3-0, and you're probably right, but they're 3-0. Can't people just enjoy that? Nobody's printing up T-shirts, we're Billy Badass, or our stuff don't stink. I guess that's what I would add. And we're all different, man.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. 3-0 Niners. Do they have staying power? Do you think this team has staying power? And here's the other thing. Like, let's get into what you all think this team is and can be. Are there fans out there thinking this team could make a run to the Super Bowl? Because I think that's where certain fans would be like, pump the brakes.
And I would be one of them.
All right. So what's an egg? This team can win 13 games. Maybe this. Okay, let's go through it. This team can win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Super Bowl. Is that realistic?
I feel like that's a fair question right
okay.
now.
Can this team get to the NFC Championship? Can this team win 13 games and be the best team in the division? Can they win the division? Can they get in as a wild card? Will they not get in as a wild card? I don't know what people realistically believe this team can accomplish. And if seven people call in a row and say, I think this team can win the Super Bowl, well, then maybe that's what Harry's talking about when he says they're so far from that, we shouldn't be talking about that right now. But if most of the fans believe it, then that's the expectation and that's what we got to go on.
Yeah, I would just say, can they go 4-0? Can they go 4-0? And I believe we know that's what Kyle's preaching in the players. Fred Warner and the rest of the gang, Stoudy, can you go 4-0? Can you beat the opponent, the next opponent on your schedule? But as far as what you're talking about, that's Sports Talk Radio 101, but it seems like Harry doesn't want to hear that. But I haven't heard a lot of people call in and say that. This thing is so unique in regard to next man up. You got a youngsters on defense everywhere. And through 3 weeks, you like what you see. Has it been pretty? No. So why not just enjoy the moment and the ride? And that's what I talk about when I go preach a dural on you, Stani. Just in life, we're always worried about the next and down the road. Enjoy today. And that's how I feel Niner fans are doing. They're enjoying right now the first 3 weeks. Hey, Harry, they could be 0-3, but they're not. And I think there's some pleasure in that.
Let's go to Jeremy in Oakland. Hey, Jeremy, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Big fan of the show, and I really appreciate the topic because I was just having this conversation with my coworker this morning. And now there's some truth to what your friend Harry is saying, Steiny, but the bottom line is this. If you've been watching football long enough, you know that these games usually come down to a few plays. And the margin for error and the margin to make mistakes is very, very thin. And just look at the Green Bay-Cleveland game. You know, it looked like Green Bay had it in the bag, but then Cleveland made a few plays and ended up winning the game. And that's exactly what the 49ers are doing. And, you know, that's it. That's just the bottom line. And they're 3-0 because of it, you know, just because of those few plays that they made. So as far as where they could take this, I mean, it's a week-to-week basis at this point. We can't say they're going to go here or go there. We just got to wait and see week-to-week. So that's all.
No, yeah. And I've actually been thinking a lot about that too, Jeremy. Appreciate the call. And so the Niners went 6-0. This is the way. And I never know what to make of this, to be quite honest. So the Niners went 6-11 last year, and you guys saw all the games. If I were to say, and I don't know if there's an exact answer to this question, but how many plays, if you added up at the end of the season, the Niners went 6-11, if you could change a certain number of plays, how many plays would you need to change for them to have gone 10-7? And I really do feel like it might be less than 10.
I was going to say 7 or 8.
Fine. 7 or 8 plays are the difference between 6-11 and 10-7. So that's what seasons come down to. If you can make a majority of those plays, you're gonna win more games. If you can't, then you're gonna go 6-11 like the Niners did last year. And so I always wonder, I mean, does it just come down to 3 to 5 plays a game in 80% of the games that you need to make? I don't know. Like, I don't know what the difference is between the 49ers losing that game last year to the Rams when they fell apart and a game that they should have won. It was 5 plays went against them.
Yeah.
And, but right. Then 5 plays that you don't make is the reason you're not a good football team. So I never know how to kind of decipher, you know, what team got snake bit by a couple bad plays and what teams just aren't great and don't make those plays.
Yeah, well, there's luck involved in all the sports, but sometimes you create your luck. And I think what you're talking about is playmakers make plays. And when you don't have a lot of playmakers, guess what, Steiny? You don't make plays and you take L's. But coming into last year, the 49ers lost that heartbreaking Super Bowl. So to me, I didn't foresee anything about a hangover. I've never played the game, a Super Bowl hangover. So every week up until week 11 or 12, I thought the Niners still had action, even without McCaffrey. I thought, here we go. Okay, it's about to turn. It's about to turn. And boy, was I wrong. And I was just blown away that season went to the wayside. You win 6 games. Now you fast forward to this season. Stoudy, I didn't know what to expect. All these, you know, the Greenlaws, who I wanted, the Niners wanted them. I was like, they can't find replacements for him. Looks like they have. And you got all these youngsters popping on the defensive side of the ball. You lose Brock Purdy the second game of the season. So I'm like, okay, that might be an L. It's not. So they're forming an identity right now. I think it's fun, and it's easy for me to say, sitting on my couch with the remote, that, you know, what did I tell you Monday? Man, this is roller coaster football because you need to buckle up. You need a seatbelt. So I don't know who the 2025 Niners are, but through 12 quarters, they have shown me it looks like they've went to the lab and found a concoction that can help them pull out close games. Now, Stoney, they may lose the next five that way.
Yeah, that's...
You know, but you I'm know. Just going off of what I see through three games.
Yeah, and see, that's where I am not going to assume that because they were able to make plays against the first three opponents that
Keep
they'll be
up.
Able to make it...
Sustain it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll... Maybe Jacksonville makes those big plays next week. Or you know what? Maybe the Niners play well enough for three quarters that it won't come down to that.
But without Bosa, you got to believe, and we'll watch. And we want, hey, even if the defense is superb this Sunday at home against Jacksonville, Stoney, you still got to watch this team for weeks to know the impact if they can overcome Bosa's loss.
Here's the other thing I wonder.
That's a huge loss, man.
Here's the other thing I wonder. And okay, you came into the season and you're like, yeah,
I
don't think we're going to be that great this year. Let's say, you know what? I think we're looking at 8-9 or 9-8. I think we're an average team. Okay, that's fine. Well, now you're 3-0. So maybe you are an average team, but you're 3-0, which means you should be 1-2. So you could still be an average team, but you won a bunch of tight games. Hey, so what if you didn't deserve them? And I'm not even saying that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But you've got infinitely more of an opportunity right now to win 10 games than you would if you were 1-2. That's the way I look at it. I don't know if they're good, bad, indifferent. I don't know if they're a Super Bowl contender. I don't know what they are. I just know they're 3-0 right now. And yeah, they could be 1-2, but these two wins that they got that maybe they shouldn't have, they're going to count as one win for the rest of the season, and somebody else is going to have to make up for them to leapfrog the 49ers in the standings. So
they're 6-3 before.
That's kind of the way I look at it.
They're 6-3-0 teams, Donnie.
All right.
Do you think Harry or any, I'm asking you?
Let's go through the 3-0 teams on the other side.
Okay, because I want to say something
and start talking
to
them about. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. 3-0 Niners. Do they have staying power? How excited are you about this start? And are your expectations a little tempered just because, you know, there's been some things outside of our control that we, you know, that we don't have any say-so over, like the schedule. You can only play the schedule. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.